Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is, oh my goodness, Tuesday, December 2nd. You know, I'm back to eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right before the show. I think maybe my daily peanut butter and jelly sandwich may calm my nerves or something. I don't know what it is. I guess I still get nervous doing this show every single day. I'm not sure why. I've been doing it for I don't know how many months now. But for some reason, just a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chunky peanut butter. Today I use strawberry jelly. Makes me feel a little bit better. And I guess it does calm my nerves. But I was taking a big swallow of milk, and when I tell you that I literally eat it right before the show, I'm probably making my sandwich at 5 minutes to 12, or maybe 10 minutes to 12. I guess it's just it's so yummy, so I just love having my my daily peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into Life Remix Radio, where we rethink everything we know. I'm sorry, that was the last swallow of milk, where we rethink everything we know to live our best life. I invite you all to follow me on Twitter. Twitter is just this great microblogging service where you can follow people in their, you know, like fields that you like or follow people that kind of have the same mindset as you. There are a lot of PR people on Twitter. A lot of ministry stuff on Twitter. A lot of ministries are really getting, you know, Web 2.0-ish. So I get a lot of, like, quote of the day, scripture of the day, and things like that on Twitter, which is pretty cool. I send out stuff about the show on Twitter. I send out happenings on Twitter. I send out, like stuff that I'm going to be working on. Or if we have any really cool guests coming on, I send that out on Twitter. There's a lot of stuff that I send out on Twitter. So just, you know, follow me on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/Cy Brown. No, I'm sorry. I changed it. Actually, it's twitter.com/Life Remix. LifeRemixed. So you can go to twitter.com/Life Remix. And also, just so you know, there's a direct link to the show. For those of you that listen to the show through Blog Talk Radio, there is a direct link to the show, so you don't have to go through the Blog Talk Radio site. So you just go to www.liferemixedradio.com. I don't know where my brain is today. Maybe I'm still thinking about the chunky peanut butter. But just go to www.liferemixedradio.com, and that will take you right to the Life Remixed Radio website. And that way you can just, you know, log right on in and listen to the show weekdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're going to take just a really quick commercial break, get right into today's show, and we are going to have a great time. Today's topic is My Life Gets Better and Better Every Day.
Tired of living in debt? Discover how you can successfully defeat debt once and for all at oneononedebt.com. Imagine being completely debt-free in as little as 12 to 30 months. Debt negotiation experts at oneononedebt.com are standing by to help you get back on your feet financially. Log on to the number 1ON1debt.com today and see how easy it is to reduce your unsecured debt by up to 65%, lower your monthly payments, eliminate late fees, and save thousands off your outstanding debt balances. So, give yourself relief from those nagging collectors and the fear of bankruptcy. Defeat debt once and for all at oneononedebt.com. Visit oneononedebt.com today or call 1-888-2-DEBT-63 for your free consultation. That's 1-888-2-DEBT-63. In as little as 12 to 30 months from right now, you could be completely debt-free. Go to oneononedebt.com and reduce your debt once and for all. Again, log on to 1-ON-1-DEBT.com.
That's what it is. Just a little commercial break. We're getting ready to, I'm getting ready to play this really peaceful song that I played yesterday. And, you know, it'll really set the tone for today's show. So just sit back. If you're listening at work on the West Coast, take a listen to this. And we'll get right into to today's topic. My life gets better and better every day, right after this beautiful, beautiful musical prelude from Bach. How beautiful and how peaceful is that? I discovered over the weekend one of the most calm CDs, and it's called Harps by the Sea. And the more I get into meditation and relaxation and going within myself, the more I realized that meditation, relaxation, being calm have to take a stronger, more prevalent role in our lives because it's making such a difference in my life. I mean, you know, normally in our hood, if that's a okay way to say it, but normally ain't nobody listening to that kind of music. You know, what are you listening to that kind of music for? But you know something? It just is so relaxing and so peaceful. And what I did was in my stereo, in my living, well, you all know I just painted last week, but just by me painting the walls from white to like a toasted almond, changed the whole mood as soon as you walk into my house. So that alone just changed like the mood when you walk in. But now in my stereo, I have this CD, Harps by the Sea, and all I do is play that, and I let it loop. You know how you have a CD player and you can just let it loop and it'll just keep playing the same CD? I think you can set it. I know mine has where you can repeat the same CD, same song, or you can repeat the same CD. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's just so beautiful because when you walk into my house now, all you hear is this particular CD playing, and then with the warm color walls, it just creates such an atmosphere of peace and harmony. And I really underestimated the power of relaxation, the power of meditation, the power of closing your eyes. And remember, we talked at length about this on Life Remixed Radio about 2 to 3 weeks ago, probably in the beginning of November, just about being awakened at 3:30 in the morning. And Tiff's mom was talking about it through the chat room about a month before that. And so now I find when I wake up in the middle of the night, I really just put on this CD, and it just takes you to a totally different place. And when you snap out of it, I don't know if that's the right words to use, but when you snap out of your zone, it's just like, whoa, you feel like, ugh, I don't even want to come back because you've enjoyed so much peace. And you know something? My thoughts become more clear. I have more clarity. I don't know. I think probably tomorrow I'll do a show on, like, the power of meditation because just the fact that you can close your eyes, listen to the voice in your head, focus on the inside of your eyes, and relax. I mean, it's just such an honor and a privilege just to be able to do that because there's so much chaos going on. Oh, my goodness, Mama Smokey just joined me in the chat room. I was just talking about you 2 seconds ago, so you probably heard me. But just the fact that we have the ability to listen to music like this and really just kind of close our eyes and take a deeper look inside, if it's at 3:30 a.m. or even 12 noon if you can, it just changes the way you look at life, and I believe it changes how you're able to deal with certain challenges and situations because now just playing that CD, even if I don't play the whole thing, even just listening to it for the few minutes that I play it now, it just changes your whole mood. You can't, like, go out cussing people out and yelling at people if you just listen to something as beautiful as harps and seagulls and water crashing on the beach. Like, it just, you kind of feel guilty getting mad at people. So maybe we'll just incorporate the first couple of minutes of the show, just some real quiet meditation music. She put in the chat room, you're so cute. You're cuter. but, yeah, so that's, you know, I really like it. And the stuff that I really like and the stuff that I find across the Internet or just in my life travels, I always bring to everybody. And that song is called Box Prelude. So tomorrow I'll upload another song, and I'll play that at the top of the show. And, you know, if you're at your desk or at your house, at least you know for a couple minutes a day you can meditate, if for no other time. And if you're at work and your coworkers around you, tell them, go away, loser, because I'm relaxing so I don't yell at you for the rest of the day. Hey, High Road, how are you? Peace and blessings to you as well. Thank you for joining us. Oh, you put in the chat room, my frequency has changed. Can you clarify that? Can you help me out on that one? I don't know what that means. I think that's a good thing, but I'm not sure what that means. But I'll wait till you respond in the chat room. I think I know what it means, but I'm not quite sure. But I just see your frequency has changed, so I guess that means, I think that means a good thing. I hope I'm getting better and better. That Friday that we had that show with the Catalyst, that was really what did it for me. And I, for those of you that may have missed that show, we had a show one Friday. I think it was the 21st of November. I am just this thing with dates that I was crying on the show, and it was just a real in-depth show, I guess I could say. And it was a game changer. You know how you're like a sports fan or whatever, and you see something, and you're like, that was the game changer. That day was the game changer for me. And I guess at that point, I just decided, you know what, I keep avoiding what I know I'm supposed to be doing, and I can't avoid it anymore, because when you avoid what you're supposed to be doing, you keep being out of alignment, and I didn't even realize it. I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I really wasn't, and it's something that I've worked towards, and I'm sure I'm still not directly on that path. But based on the fact that you put this, that Mama Smokey, you put this in the chat room, I'm going to share with you, this is the first time I'm saying it on the air, so I'll get that out in a second. But actually, the topic for today's show is my life gets better and better every day. And I think that's, you know, I write, I get up early in the morning and I write, and the show is not as guest heavy as it used to be, but you know what, it is what it is. But you know what, Mama Smokey, that after that day, the young lady who came over that very weekend and helped me with my house with painting and stuff like that, she said, you know how L. Ron Hubbard started a religion and then somebody else started Scientology? She's like, you know, you really need to do that, Saida. And I'm like, yeah, right. I just don't see myself starting a religion. Hey, Annie, I see you joined us in the chat room. But what we decided to do, and I'm not saying I'm starting a religion, but what I've consciously decided to do is take what I know I'm supposed to be doing and walking in it 150% full time. So, I mean, really to the point of taking the show much more seriously, increasing my energy, like consciously increasing my energy, constantly trying to stay or constantly staying, walking down my purpose. And what has happened since that day is more people have come to me seeking change in their life. Hyrule says, start a school of thought. Basically, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I wasn't ready to share it yet, but, you know, since that's the nature of this conversation, Hyrule says, I'm thankful for the opportunity to witness so many breakthroughs. Well, yeah, that's what this whole show is about. But anyway, just listen to this. Since we're talking about it, saying that it's a school of thought, you know, yesterday I had a little quiet session, and you know, I actually mentioned it yesterday on the air. Remember when I said that I'm going to start having people at my house? Remember that? Mama Smokey said, yes, I'm jumping and clapping for you, girl. I mentioned this on the air yesterday that I'm going to start having meetings in my house, and I remember True said, now we have an excuse to come to Sai's house. But that's what it was about, that I'm actually going to start having thought meetings at my house. True just joined us in the chat room. I was just talking about him not 2 seconds ago. But because I think it's necessary. And, you know, it's a place that I know I'm supposed to go. And, yes, Mama, that was the day, and I'm jumping and clapping for myself. And you know what's really funny about this whole thing? It is so scary now for me to do the show. But not scary in a bad way. I have to be careful using that word, but it's before I just knew, okay, I got to get up, I got to do the show, I got to get it. But now And that's why I was saying today when I started the show, I was eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I think that really does calm my nerves. I think that's one of those little quirky things about my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But because, and I'll use the language, because my vibration is so much higher and because I'm so much more connected spiritually, I see all of you in a spiritual sense. And because of that, I have to make sure, not I have to make sure we're, but I want to make sure that I'm in the right place before I come before all of you. And True, I'll share the conversation that we had yesterday, how he talked me off the ledge. But ever since that Friday, I am nervous every single day doing the show now. It's like a little nervousness. That I've never had before. I think you all probably know, anybody that's bold enough to do a radio show every single day can't really have that much fear. But since that Friday, I always get butterflies before I go on the air. And I'm sure it's because that day was so it was such a transformational day for me. Manifestation is happening very quickly for all of us, Mama Smokey just put in the chat room. You called us and we came. I'm learning how to use that power. True said I was just listening to another show about this same thing. Nervous tension is good. Nervous excitement. That's what Annie Rose and True just put in the chat room. Yeah. Hey, how elegant. Hi, my darling. True says I get it every time I do a show. I never had that problem. Like I never had. I never did. I just did it. You know, Annie put her too, me too, pre-show jitters. I never had that, though. I just kind of did it. But I don't know. Now I have it every single show, and I get these, like, little butterflies. But you know what's something that's so amazing? I had a vision the other day, and I heard that we can summon angels, and I never knew what that meant. And I was in a situation that was not very comfortable. Nothing bad, though. Nothing bad, just uncomfortable. And I remember hearing, help is here. And I was like, holy cow. You guys know I still get a kick out of this stuff. And I realized, you know how if you're in church, and this is not to go on my church tangent, but just in church or in some type of a religious setting, you'll hear angels are all around us. I know that literally. Now, literally, I know they are all around them. And how Elegant says you can summon them by the word of God. But you hear it. I hear that all the time. And I never knew you can actually summon them. But during that whole experience, I just have to share one more element. About 2 years ago, you all know that I lived with my grandmother until I moved. One night, I remember my grandfather always wore plaid shirts, wore a plaid shirt, and he always wore blue jeans and like a lumberjack shirt, and he wore it every single day. His jeans had, you know, creases down the middle. And I remember I was asleep, but I dreamt this. I was in the kitchen, and I turned the corner into our living room, and right as you turn the corner, if you make a quick left, that leads into my grandparents' bedroom. And I remember one night, I turned the corner, and my grandfather was standing there. And I said, oh, shit, you're supposed to be dead. I hope that didn't offend anybody, but it's what I said. And I fell on the floor, and I started backing up, like, on my hands and knees, like as if, you know, like in a scary movie, you start backing up. And I remember him just looking at me, and he didn't say anything. He just stood there looking at me, and all I kept thinking was, oh, my God, he's dead. He's supposed to be dead. He's not supposed to be standing here in the kitchen with me. And the other day, when I thought about how we can summons help, that thought immediately, yeah, I said it true. I'm sorry, but I did say the S word because that's what I said. And you know I don't really use language like that, but I said it. So, and I'm sorry, but that's what I said. I won't say it anymore. But I did say it because that's what I said that night. I mean, can you imagine you think you're sleeping and dreaming and all of a sudden you see somebody who's dead, but they're really real in front of you. And so the other day when I was thinking about summoning help, that vision came back to my remembrance. And so now, ever since that Friday, all of this stuff has been coming to me in a very fast and very, very quick way. And so now I'm learning to digest it, and I'm walking in it, and I'm happy to walk in it, and I love my new life. So that's enough about that. I love my new life. I'm very happy. I'm learning how this works. You guys are watching me learn how it works. Annie just put in the chat room, my dad appeared in my bedroom many times after he died. Are you serious, Annie? And you put in... Yeah, I'm seeing everybody saying about the sound. Was that Cy's phone? No, it wasn't my phone, True. I didn't do anything with the sound. You know what? I'm thinking maybe it could be something with BTR because the same thing happened yesterday around this exact same time. Remember that, True? It was about halfway through the show that I'm thinking it may be, you know, maybe they update their server or something like that. But True and I were talking about that yesterday. It may be that they update their server or something around 12:30 because I didn't do anything to my phone. And, you know, at least today I was able to get right back on the line. Yesterday I wasn't able to. But anyway, let's get back to this topic. Yeah, we're back, and yes, we can overcome. Oh, yeah, talking about yesterday. Oh, how Elegant says BTR is doing beta tests. Well, tell them to do it before 12 or after 1. Come on now. But, yeah, yesterday that happened to the show, and I was very upset because yesterday I was talking about spirituality versus religion and got cut off, and I wasn't able to get back on. True says make your closing comments now. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday because I don't want to get cut off. But I think, but now that I know that they're doing beta tests, I think we should be okay. But I want to go back to the topic. I was saying before the sound got funny that – I saw my aunt almost float across the street. Like she was on, when I came out on the porch, she was on the opposite side of the street. And it was the same picture, like she and my grandfather both were at optimum health. And they both died very, very, they were well into their 80s when both of them made their transition. But both of them, the both times I saw them, they were very healthy and they looked really good. And neither one of them spoke. They just smiled at me. Like their facial expression didn't change, but when I initially saw them, they had this really serene, peaceful look, and they just stared at me. But I made myself wake up both of those times because I was absolutely so terrified. But Annie, you said that, can you tell me what your father does when he comes, or is that too personal? And you said my mission is dedicated to him. Did I lose you, Annie? Oh no, I see you're still there. Would you be willing to share that? The enemy is battling our angels. Annie put in the chat room. Hyro said, ever thought about what a soul is? What were you before you manifested physically into this life? I don't know. I don't know. And you know, I don't know. And I had a conversation with a very dear person who was sharing something about my son and I some time ago, and I'm still looking into that. But I want to really get into past life regression and studying all of those because I think it all plays such a big role on who we are as people now. All this stuff repeats itself, but in any event, Annie says he stands in the doorway and smiles at me. I sit straight up in the bed. How elegant, and let me go back to what Annie said. He stands in the doorway and smiles at me. I sit straight up in bed and peer into the darkness and see him, and then he fades away. But why would he come to you? Like, do you know why he would come to you? Is it to let you know that he's looking at you or watching you, or do you call upon him? Like, why would he just show up? Why would he just appear and then go away? Like, is it just to let you know? Is it to provide comfort? Have you ever looked into it? Or is it just something that happens and you don't put much thought into it? I know I'm giving you a battery of questions. But I think it's, he is reassuring me just to let you know he is, and then Mama Smokey put, just to let you know he is around, and cheering me on. How Elegant says, okay, Annie, my grandma comes to me after she passed too to tell me that she was in a better place and that she loved me. I never saw her again. Whoa. Mama Smokey says, you can call on them anytime. Well, since this is what the show is about, my life gets better and better every day, which was a little bit different than this, but even with my grandfather, it's so funny because when you turn the corner to walk into the living room, exactly where he's standing is a direct path. Just imagine if you can go through walls. It's a direct path to his side of the bed, cuts through that little corner, and then into the kitchen. And my husband, before we moved, told me that one day he was standing in that same corner, right where I turned the corner, and he said he smelled smoke, and nothing was burning. So he walked away, but the smell of smoke got stronger. And he's like, he could not figure out where this, none of us are smokers, not me, my husband, my grandmother, my dad, nobody is a smoker. So he's like, why is this strong smell of smoke? So he pulled back the microwave, and there was the cord that connects the microwave into the outlet was burned. It was just like if we had neglected it, it could have caught fire. And my grandfather was a smoker. So he said that he believes that my grandfather was like standing there or trying to make his presence felt to check on that, and it really freaked us out because had we not checked on that, we would have never known because, you know, the microwave is always pushed up against the wall. But the irony is it was in that exact same spot where I saw him. So I think there should be some credence to this stuff is really real. The High Road put a thought, an idea. So what is the idea you embody? And what happens when the idea is no longer connected to your personality? True View, Sandy, you don't see life through rose-colored glasses. Sandy is finding her voice. Did I miss something here? Did I miss something that is going on in the chat room? Because that didn't make sense to me. Let me just read some of this stuff. Okay. No, you finally read that. Okay, Sai is also. Oh, I guess that means I'm finding my voice. Okay, Hyrule says Sai is also. Oh, somebody is making my body shake in this conversation. Uh-oh. True View, yes, trying to gain insight to others. Wow. Whoa, this is really getting. No, Sai, he read my profile page. Oh, okay. I see the chat room is moving pretty fast, Sai. You know, because I turn away, and I don't think I'm going to turn away. I think today it's more important for me to read what's going on in the chat room because today's show is taking on a life of its own, and I don't want to miss anything, okay, because I'm catching bits and pieces. And plus, since everybody is different colors, it's actually kind of good that everybody is different colors because it helps me see a little bit better in the chat room. Just want to say hello to Sun752 who joined us in the chat room. Welcome, and thank you for listening to Life Remix Radio. But I want to go back to Annie. Annie says, I feel him watching us all of the time. So is that even possible? And Mama Smokey says, you can call on them anytime. But what would be the purpose of doing that? If Annie says she didn't call on her dad, if I'm reading the chat room correctly, why would he come visit her? My father died, Mama Smokey put, my father died and my sister was living in their house. She was breastfeeding and caught a whiff of his cologne. Her husband didn't own any cologne. See, this is the stuff that I'm talking about. Can we talk about that, please? How much time do we have left in the show? We have 22 minutes, and I want to talk about that exact thing about, oh, Mama Smokey says she's calling in. Okay. I want to talk about that exact thing because there have been times we've smelled smoke in my grandmother's house, and none of us smoke. And we all joke, oh, that's probably Grandpa. But now that you just said that, I think that really has to be it. I have to go, please pray for my husband right now. Absolutely. Absolutely, Annie. Is he okay? Or you just want us to give a regular prayer? Father God, we pray that you strengthen Annie and keep her strengthened and keep her husband covered by you during this very stressful situation that they're going through. If we can all send our energy and love to Annie and her family right now so she knows that we love her and that she stays encouraged during this time in her family. Amen. Absolutely, Annie. You know you have our love and our prayers. Absolutely, Annie. I'll send more prayers out to you. I just sent one out, and we'll definitely send another one at the end of the show. Cal Elegant says, we speak you health, healing, and peace on the situation in Jesus' name. His name is Bobby. Can somebody call in and do a prayer for her? We send your ministering angels to watch over the situation. How Elegant just put that in the chat room. Annie, we love you and know that we love you and that, you know, we hope that your husband's situation gets better. But just know that we love you very, very much, and the whole Life Remix Radio family is there for you. I'm putting my number in the chat room. If you want to give me a call. Once I get off the air, I'm free, Annie, if you want to give me a call. So just know that I just put my phone number in the chat room. So if you want to call. True says we have 20 minutes. Oh, okay, thanks, True. We have 20 minutes left in the show. Okay, How Elegant is calling in. Hey, my darling, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You going to pray for Annie and her family for us?
Yep.
You, my darling.
All right, Father God, we come to you right now. We thank you for Annie, and we thank you for Bobby. Lord, even though we don't know the situation, we know that you know all things, Lord. So touch that situation. Touch the heart of the people that are surrounding them. Put people safe, believing safe, to be around them that will speak life and not death, that will speak peace and not confusion. I thank you, Lord, because you said that you're not the author of confusion, Lord. So I thank you that any confusion that's around the situation will be dispelled. We dispatch your ministering angels of peace, of health, the warring angels, and the proclaiming angels to the situation right now in the name of Jesus. We just lift up their minds, their thoughts, their actions unto you, God, and they're focusing on the good in the situation. We know that you can do all things, and we know that whenever we ask and pray and believe that we shall have whatever we pray, and we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We love you, Annie. Did you want to say anything else to the group, or did you want me to keep you on the line, or did you just call in to pray for Annie's family?
I just called in to pray.
Thank you very much. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Let me clear her line. Okay. The beauty of Life Remix Radio, that's all I can say about that one, is the beauty of Life Remix Radio. I just want to read to you what I wrote today. My life gets better and better every day, and this will be a blog post later on this afternoon. I just have to finish typing it and putting it in the blog. God has given us the best gift of all, life. It is up to us what we do with each day of our lives. A good attitude plays a major factor in how we experience life. Our life is better when we have a positive and receptive attitude. Every day, in every way, my life keeps getting better. I am thankful that God gave me the skills to rap, promote, write, dance, sing, DJ, to do anything I put my mind to. I power wisely. I have a positive and receptive attitude, which gives me positive results. And I got the thought for that scripture, which is in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11 through 12. Let me put that. 1 Chronicles 22:11 through 12, and I use the NIV version of the Bible because it's very easy to read and understand. But 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11 through 12, "Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and may you have success and build the house of the Lord your God as he said you would. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command." And that is really what we're supposed to be doing. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command. And really, that's the walk that I've been walking, because I understand every day, every single day, that I'm being given charge over a lot of things. I'm being given charge, stewardship over people, over situations, over people's lives, over humanity, over our culture, over our society. And it's only through my discretion and only through understanding that I'll be able to successfully fulfill the mandate and the call that's been placed on my life. So that's just a nice scripture that I thought I would share with everybody. Oh, Mama Smokey said, "I'm trying to call, but the line goes dead." Put your number, if you can, in the chat room, and I'll conference you in on my phone. But everybody, don't call her. Sorry I'm late tuning in. What did I miss? Hey, Dave. Well, you, one of our listeners, if you scroll up in the chat room, it's in orange, Annie Rose, who's a listener, we asked, she just said, "Please pray for my husband." So How Elegant, who lives in the Ohio area, literally called into the show and just prayed for her. And we just had prayer on the phone, which was very spontaneous. Mama Smokey said, "Might be, because I owe money." I do too. I owe more doggone people money, but what can I do? They'll get it when I get it. okay, let's see. Yeah, okay, everybody's laughing at that one. Yeah, True put, "Hey, fam." I guess the sound is all right, but she just said she's trying to call in. I want you to call in because I want to hear what you have to say. How Elegant says, "I pray constantly." Well, I ask you if you can keep this show in prayer, because as you can see, we never know what's going to happen, and it's all in divine time and divine order that we come together every single day, because, you know. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking and reading at the same time. I've got to get better at this. That's very nice of you. True says, "Twitter time." And How Elegant says, "Yes, twit this show." And D'Amica says, "What's up with this Twitter thing?" Oh, I twit all the time. Twitter is really good. It allows you to send a message out to a lot of people very quickly in 140 characters or less. So Twitter is good. So that's nice that you guys are sharing the show with people. Lives are changing. I mean, you guys are watching lives change right in front of you. I mean, you guys are hearing lives change and watching lives change, mine included, every single day. Keep you in prayer, too. I try not to schedule anything during this time. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. How Elegant, Mika, you need to call me and I will tell you. It's like texting the Twit community. It's all good. Yeah, I have about 1,200 people that follow me on Twitter, which is good because I can now send something out and it goes out to about 1,200 people at that very instance. So it's, to me, I love it more than even like my email list. But between my blogs, between my email list, between Twitter, between my Facebook, between all of those things, my reach is really probably about 25,000 people. I mean, it really goes quickly. I just want to share one thing real quick about Twitter. Motrin, I know you guys all have heard about the Motrin, like the Motrin ad, where, you know, like an Advil or something. Well, they had this ad about carrying a baby, and a lot of mothers found it very offensive. Well, about 2 weeks ago, they had this campaign called Motrin Moms, M-O-T-R-I-N-M-O-M-S. All these mamas that are on Twitter and all these mama bloggers blogged about how offensive that ad is. Do you know, first of all, Johnson & Johnson's response time was probably a couple of days, which is horrible, which shows how disconnected they are. But do you know, because of Twitter, they got that ad snatched off the air just because people were blogging about it and complaining about it. So for any of you that don't have a blog about your business, please get one, or a blog about your life, please get one, because there is power. I have people that follow my blog that I didn't even know that that follow. So anyway, the power of Twitter got Motrin, a brand of Johnson & Johnson, of powerhouse Johnson & Johnson, to take down that ad. So I thought that's pretty powerful. That's some pretty powerful stuff. How Elegant says 1,200 people. Oh, snap. But you know something? That's God. That's not even me, because I wake up every day. I got scared. I actually shut my Twitter account down, and I probably should not have done that, because I would wake up every single morning and find a list, 25 to 30 people a day, such and such is following you on Twitter, such and such is following you on Twitter, such and such is, and I'm like, I got scared. I know it sounds stupid or whatever, but I really got scared. I'm like, why are all these people following me on Twitter? And I thought it was some type of conspiracy. You see how our mind plays tricks on us? But anyway, I shut my account down. I called them and sent them emails because there was no phone number, and I'm like, shut my account down, because I was so terrified that so many people were following me. And I mean, I know it sounds weird, but it's really the truth. Then I realized how I could use Twitter to spread the message of God and the message of enlightenment, so I went back in and restarted my account. Unfortunately, I couldn't get back all the hundreds of people that had already started following me, but I track how many people follow me, and I gained, I'll tell you exactly right now, for the month of November, I started out with 364 people following me, 364, November 1st, because I write it on my calendar, November 1st, I started with 364 people. By November 30th, which was just a couple days ago, I had 1188. So that's how many people started following me in the month of November. But I think it's because, I don't know, maybe it's that energy thing working again. Maybe that's what it is, but I know I have a lot of people following me on Twitter. Bruce Lipton, check him out, Sky. I sent you an email on the show. Oh, yeah, you did. You sure did. And I Googled him that day and did not follow up with him. But you know something? I don't need to be told something twice. Bruce Lipton. Okay, I'm on it. I remember you sent it to me on a Friday. You sent it to me on a Friday, and I looked at it, and I did not follow up. But I will follow up with that today. I don't want to have to be told something twice. Let me tell you one more thing. With Twitter, for those of you that use Twitter and for those of you that have blogs, Tamika said maybe I should tweet about my student loans and hopefully someone will pay them off. I've got a great way for you to pay your loans off. Listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Listen to this. High Road said there are loads of people making a living using social networking properly. I am one of those people. Y'all know I don't have a job, but listen to this. Oh, how elegant. 9 minutes, Sai. Oh, okay, thank you. If you go to my blog, let me put it in the chat room right now, SaiBrown.blogspot.com. I found this yesterday. It's something called like your top 10 or something like that, and this is what it is. It's a widget. And a widget is like a little thing, just a picture. A widget is just what you would think it is, a widget, just a fun thing to place on your website. But what I did was I created a widget that matches my website. And if you like what you read on my blog, you can give me a tip of $10. And in exchange for you tipping me $10, you get to put your information on my blog. So right now, I just signed up for it last night. So right now, I don't have any friends, you know, I don't have anybody. I don't have any nothing because I just did it last night. But if you go to cybrown.blogspot.com and you, just somebody's like, wow, she gives really good information, you click the button, you can pay, you can set the price at any price you want, $5, $25, $100. I put mine at 10 bucks. But anyway, you will pay me $10 through PayPal, and your company or your personal information now sits on my blog, and it's all automated. So I share that because I need to make more money, but it's a way of using social media. But I'm sharing that with all of my fabulous listeners because I want us to be empowered financially as well. So what $10? How did you do that? Speaking of $10, let's get Tiffany a food processor. You guys are funny. Where is my tip? And where's Dropping Seed Radio? I have to send an email. Has anybody spoken to Pastor Montan McDonald? Okay. Well, I don't know. But I'll call him. How Elegant said this should be a 90-minute show. Are you kidding me? I have enough trouble trying to get through a 60-minute show. But if you click on my blog, I just put the link in the chat room. If you click on it, you'll see it right at the top on the right-hand side, and you can design it any way you want to design it. Like there's no, you know, they have a whole bunch of different ones. I just happen to want one that matches my blog. And mine says, are you in my top spots? And I have 5 of them. So the way it goes is if you pay $10, you would put your business or your company information there, and it sits at the top of my blog. And my blog gets a few hundred hits per day. I think that's pretty good. I don't know what everybody else's blog does, but that's what mine does. And you can put the top 5 spots, the top 15 spots, the top 25 spots. I didn't want my blog overwhelmed with people's, you know, businesses or entities. But you can just list your top spots. So check it out, and then you can create your own top spot list. And you get to name your price. Like I said, I put mine at 10 bucks, but you can name it, you know, whatever you want. You can mandate whatever you want. Tiffany is in San Diego. Oh, okay. Well, let's all, you know, we hope to see Tiffany really soon. High Road put, I just wrote my first blog post on that subject. Also, oh, Curly, who's my friend Dave, said, stop saying you don't have a job, Sai, because you have a lot of work to do. Yeah, I was talking to him today. I was in the laundromat before I did today's show. Because I just moved and I haven't installed the washing machine in my basement yet. It's there. It's there. I just haven't installed it yet. So it's easier for me to just go take my stuff to the laundromat. But, okay, I have a job, everybody. My job is to be the cheerleader for the whole Life Remix radio family. And I won't say I don't have a job anymore. My job is to smile and be happy all the time. That's my job for right now. Hiro just put a blog in the chat room, so I just clicked on it, and I would love to read it. Also, if anybody has any video needs, just let me know, because Curly, who's in the chat room right now, is an amazing videographer. He has done events for me, which I was always very, very pleased with, very professional service. And also just did that boxing event like 2 weeks ago, too, for another friend of ours. So, and actually, I interviewed the promoter on the show. So if you need a videographer, put your information in the chat room so that way we can all have it. Mama Smokey said, I will not say a word about that. What a great thought. Even if it doesn't happen, what great family of friends we have. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tip is always on the show. Her show comes on Wednesday night, and I catch it if I'm up late or if I take a nap and then wake back up. I'm like, oh, wait, I can catch Tip's show. True, I will be listening to your show this Thursday, as will my sister-in-law, Tracy, who was hanging out with me last Friday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, True's show comes on tonight, Thursday night. He's like, Sai, today is Friday. What's wrong with you, girl? High Road Sandy, when and where do we send the money? Wait a minute, you guys are sending money. The Saida is Broke Foundation always needs money. tomorrow, everybody, on Life Remix Radio, we are talking about the same thing we talk about every single day, being the best us as we can, walking towards the light and really just trying to be the light in the dark places of all of the people around us. Thank you so much for listening. We're down to 2 minutes, and I am not going to rush us off the air, but I want to get our prayer in before we lose time. Always remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Thanks, God, and so it is. Oh, stop saying you're broke. All right, I hear what you're saying, but I was making a joke because they were giving away money. So I said the Saida is Broke Foundation is taking donations, but I see what you're saying. Hi, Rose, gotta run. I love you for listening. Thank you very much. I won't even joke about my Saida is Broke Foundation. I am one with a tremendous amount of money. Oh, Dave put Diversified Video Productions. Put that in again with the www. Matter of fact, I'll do it right now. www.diversified. Okay. I just put his website in the chat room as well. Everybody, we're down to 90 seconds. I'm getting ready to bounce. Have a lot of work to do this afternoon because I do, in fact, have a job. And, I love it. Mama Smokey said, I am one with a tremendous amount of money. I just haven't tapped into it yet. Actually, that is something that I wanted to discuss also on the show because I was trying to get to a certain point personally, and I felt like I wasn't getting there, but I just kept working anyway. And lo and behold, the person I needed to connect with connected with me early this morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And had I not kept my quest going to search and walk towards that goal, we would have never connected this morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So that is so true, Mama Smokey. True said, stay blessed and remain encouraged. Oh, I didn't even talk to you about how True helped me yesterday. If you want to promote yourself, please send your info to me. How elegant. How elegant. I'm going to send it howelegant@yahoo.com. I don't know when your show comes on. So I'm sorry about that. I should know that by now. I should know when everybody's show comes on. We're down to 10 seconds left. Everybody, I love you. How elegant. I'm going to send you an email right now. Bye, everybody, and have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, December 3rd. Peace.